taking the show to India and the amount of work that was involved in that, but there's a really funny story about getting to the Indian customs, and they held on to our equipment for 5 days, and I had a full company of performers that were supposed to be getting a rehearsal together, and we couldn't rehearse because all the rigging was still in the boxes, and the boxes were in customs, and they wouldn't let us have them because they had to be picked up by a company because it was cargo, and I had to re-register the boxes as personal possessions. So we spent a morning at the airport with me and the festival organiser bribing different people with backsheesh to get to the head customs officer, and then he stood in front of me with the three boxes and he said, "So, all this equipment is your personal equipment?" And I was like, "Yes." And he's like, "Right, okay, that's good, because otherwise you're not allowed it, because, you know, it has to be yours. So we're now going to open the boxes and we're going to have a look at what's in them, and I'm going to ask you some questions about it." And I was like, "Okay." And so the first box he opens, there were three trapezes. And he looked at me and he said, "So, are you a trapeze artist?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm a trapeze artist. And I'm actually the UK's best circus performer, and British Council have paid for me to come to India to do my solo show. And that's why I've got my trapezes." And he was like, "Well, why have you got three trapezes?" And I was like, "Well, I have three trapezes at different heights, so I've got a low trapeze and a medium trapeze and a high trapeze, and what you readers won't understand is it's pretty unlikely that I'm a trapeze artist at all, you listeners, because you can't see me." So he asked me to demonstrate how to climb a rope, so I got a rope out of the box, and just, it wasn't attached to anything, so it was very easy to demonstrate how to So he went, "Okay, fine. And he opened the next box and there's three saxophones. And I was like, "Oh God, I hope he's not going to ask me to play the saxophone." He said, "So are these saxophones your saxophones?" I was like, "Yes, they're my saxophones." He said, "Can you play the saxophone?" I went, "Yes, I can play the saxophone." And then he said, "But why have you got three saxophones? You can only play one saxophone. You've only got one mouth." And I was like, "Well, thing is, I play the big saxophone on the low trapeze, and the medium-sized saxophone on the middle trapeze, and the small saxophone on the high trapeze. And that's why I need three saxophones." And I was like, "Wow, this is going really well, isn't it? It's, you know, like, so far I'm managing to fob him off with everything." So then he gets to the third box and he opens it, and there's like 20 pairs of shoes and all the costumes for all the performers. And he looks at me and he holds up a little tiny blue dress which belongs to Shayna, who's quite skinny compared with me, and he goes, "Is this your dress?" And I say, "Yes, it is my dress." He's like, "Well, I don't think you'll fit into that dress." I was like, "No, the thing is, you don't understand that I'm doing workshops here as well. So I've got 20 Indians in my show, and I've had to bring all the clothes for them to put on so that they look like Westerners, so they can be my assistants in my show." So eventually he said, "Okay, fine." We managed to, with a load of complete lies, persuade him to get me to sign this form to release our equipment. And he said to me, "Oh, we'll just need one more signature and then you can take this stuff away." And I was like, "Okay, whose signature is it?" And he goes, "Mine." And I was like, "Well, what are we standing here talking about? Just sign the papers and let us take the stuff." He was like, "I'm sorry, it's 1 minute past 12 and I'm on lunch until 2 o'clock. Come back then and I'll sign the paper."